edition about today.
Well, Scott Disick and Kourtney Kardashian are showing off their boo-thangs, honey, on Instagram, but in a very different way.
And did The Bachelorette get cat scratch fever on last night's premiere?
Plus, does Jill Duggar have another mouth to feed? We'll explain.
Heidi and Frank will join us later, but Brad, are you about to break Sherry's heart?
Gary, I don't know, but Sherry, you better brace yourself for this one, girl, because it looks like your latest man, Trevor Noah, might have gotten back together with Minka Kelly.
Hey.
Spotted together in New York multiple times over the weekend, and Trevor even hammed it up for the paparazzi. Now, Sherry, I mean, you think he got tired of being in that big-ass house by himself? Because that's a big-ass house.
Look, Brad, can I tell you this? I have been texting everybody I know who might, maybe, kind of, sort of knows Trevor Noah. I hadn't gotten to him yet because I was like, I had a housewarming gift for him and everything. This just happened too soon.
Dang, you no time.
Portia, I was going to ask him if he wanted to be my plus one to your wedding. I just knew that would be the ticket right there.
Simon loves him. Yes.
Sherry, when you realize that these doors open and close as fast as the doors at Walmart,
yes,
you
got to
get up in there as soon as the opportunity presents itself.
Right. Oh, is that what it is?
Sherry, why didn't you get in the DMs? The DMs, honey.
He going to bring Minka Kelly to your wedding, so it's over. I'm not going to give up, though. They're not married.
If it ain't Sherry Shepherd, honey, in all her glory, he ain't invited.
Okay, well, check this out. So, exes Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick are having a bit of a battle on Instagram. And no, it's not versus. All right? So, Lord Disick showed off his girlfriend, Amelia Hamlin, trying to reach the top of the bookshelf. And he captioned it.
Look at that.
A little higher. Almost there.
My question is, what constitutes being naked? Because this is damn near naked. I mean, when you crack show, are you naked? Because you show that little bit at the top, you clothed. I'm confused.
If Fred did this, or if I did this, we would be banned from Instagram.
Absolutely.
Shut down.
Yes, we would.
Baby, they say it's porn.
Girl, we be conditioned.
I think we should test that theory, though, and you should post a picture like that and see what would happen.
That's
what should happen.
They would ban them. They would ban Brad and they would ban Portia. This girl has no cellulite, so they're not about to not ban that picture with cellulite.
So, and not to be outdone, Kourtney Kardashian shared her man Travis Barker's picture of a vial of blood.
Jesus.
And she added a black heart emoji. And this doesn't look sexy at all. It's just weird.
Angelina Jolie drank it.
Yes, Angelina Jolie and what's his face? What's the dude she was with? She had a vial.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton. Each other's blood. Yes. So she's not the first to do this.
But it's not her blood. It's Travis Barker's blood.
Right.
Like, you know, he had a blood clot issue back in 2018. His name is on it. That's how it looks when you come from the doctor.
Please move on. Go to the next thing.
All right, y'all. I got some breaking news. Chris Harrison, host of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, is leaving the franchise for good.
Why?
I know. After reaching a settlement with the show's producers, he'll reportedly walk away with an eight-figure payout.
Wow.
Yes. That's right.
That's $10 million.
At least $10 million.
When I tell you white people quit stuff differently, it's not even fair. You know what I mean? Like, I wish I could quit and walk away with eight figures.
They would just take away my key card and be like, bye, go to HR real quick and go get your last check.
Thank you, Chu. Right? Now, which one of us, who at Dish Nation could walk away and get a $10 million payout? Golly,
first
that would be nice.
Dish Nation got
none
the $10 million.
Definitely not. We definitely don't got it.
So can you leave some money for us?
Yeah, right? Well, the show must go on, and last night was the season premiere of The Bachelorette. Tayshia Adams and Caitlin Bristow made their debut as guest hosts, while the new Bachelorette, Katie Thurston, got to meet 30 guys, y'all. But there was one cool cat who made an awesome, unique entrance. Check it out.
There's a cat. There's a tail. Is there? No.
Hi.
Hi.
It's so nice to finally meet you.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Terrible. Nice to finally meet you.
I don't know why you would do that.
My name's Connor. I'm a math teacher from Nashville.
Oh, my God.
And I heard you're a huge cat lover.
I think I'm in love.
All right, y'all. Well, I guess Connor's costume made Katie purr because they ended up making out later on the show. All right, she likes sensitive, goofy guys who don't take themselves too seriously. I love it. I love it. But, yo, Sherry, if you went on The Bachelorette, Sherry, would you be into someone who made a bold move like this?
No, that kind of stuff, Chewy, don't do nothing for me, dressing up in the costume. Because I've done role play, and that's the role play I don't want to be doing. We dressing up as animals.
And Sherry did the mask. Singer, if it ain't no big costume like that you really suffering under, then don't do it for me because it ain't making no statement, okay?
Right. All right, you guys, listen up. I have got a story about breasts, okay? So it's not really breasts. It's about breast milk. So I don't know how much you feel about that, Chewy.
Lecher.
Now, Jill Duggar from 19 Kids and Counting shared that both of her kids are past the breastfeeding age, and she had a 2-year-old bottle of frozen breast milk in the freezer. So she didn't want to throw the 2-year-old bottle of breast milk away. She calls it liquid gold. That's what you call breast milk, liquid gold.
Yes.
So she gave it to her dog, and she posted a picture of the dog drinking the breast milk. So Portia, mama to mama, mother to mother, Portia, what do you think of her giving her liquid gold to the dog?
Now, why she had to do that dog like that? I mean, don't nobody want to. Now, I know a dog is like this last person on the scale at the house, but damn, she ain't had to get that dog that sour milk. It's probably got a smoky flavor to it being in there that long.
Not smoky milk.
Portia, that dogs will pretty much eat anything, and the fact that dogs are so smart like they are, the dog's gonna probably be chasing her around the house trying to get some more of that good old breast milk.
I would have preferred her to give it to her husband.
Now, Heidi, darling, is Gwyneth Paltrow consciously uncoupling from her clothes now?
Well, Gwyneth Paltrow is showing some skin. She has a new jewelry line called the G Label. Now, the revealing photo shoot not only showed off Gwyn's body, but she did give some insight on her and her relationship with her 17-year-old daughter, Apple.
Apple 17?
I know. Doesn't that make you feel old?
Wow.
We're a couple of rotten apples over here. Seems Gwyn and her daughter have this tradition that every year on Apple's birthday, they get a new piercing.
And would you want to do that with your mom if you get those intimates of intimates pierced?
Yeah, I'm not going to get my nipples pierced with my mother.
Even to see your mom getting her nipples pierced. Even to ruin it for you to get your own pierced. It's like, no.
My mom's like, well, I'm doing it because I'm sexy.
Because usually when your mom does something, you're like, you just ruined it for me. It's not really cool anymore. So it's like, if Apple was getting piercings or tattoos and she wanted to stop it, that's when you say, I'm all in. Every year we'll do it. And
your kid's like, I don't want to do it anymore.
I'm done now.
What do you think of the topless photo of Gwyneth Paltrow?
I think she needs to eat an apple or two. An apple pie, maybe.
She looks very depressed in the photo. But I would look depressed, too, if I had to post topless right now. I'd be like...
Well, let's see.
All right.
Take your top off. I don't see how depressed you look.
Everybody will start looking
depressed. You're depressed. I'm impressed. Look at that. Well, Heidi and I are going to go get pierced real quick, so you stick around. There's more Dish Nation after the break.
You're finally going to get that belly ring you've always wanted.
I know. Yeah. And the chain up to my ear.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, you know what, y'all? Better proceed with caution if you're going to start rumors about Brad's BFF, Mariah Carey. Yeah, don't even try it. Rumors were flying that Mariah permanently cut ties with Jay-Z's management company, Roc Nation, in the wake of an explosive argument with Jay. Let me tell you about Brad's best friend. Mimi set the record straight in true diva fashion while reminding people of one of her and Jay-Z's biggest records. Brad, would you please do us the honors?
Of course I will. The only explosive situation I'd ever get into with Hov is a creative tangent, such as our number one song, Heartbreaker, Darling. To the people who make up these lies, I say poof, vamoose.
Oh, that was great.
I'm living for poof, vamoose.
Another classic Jay-Z line right there.
I ain't heard the word vamoose in a long time, so you know she wasn't playing around. Now, that's your girl, Brad. What do you think of Mariah's response to the rumors?
I love it. I love that she is saying something back, because oftentimes she says nothing when people have things to say about her. And I'd be mad. And I know we got to choose our battles, but I'm glad she said something back. And it was just so Mariah. And it wasn't like disrespectful. It was just facts.
Right.
And I loved it.
So there my official sign off from now on is poof, vamoose. Honey, that's legendary.
Vamoose, bitch.
No longer bye.
She had to say something, though, honey. I'm sure, honey, that Jay-Z and Beyonce probably threatened her and said, you better say something, because, honey, if not, we're going
to... Absolutely not. Oh, she had to say nothing. Her and Jay-Z has never had bad blood, and they still don't. Let's get this clear,
Well,
Gary.
She ain't with him no more.
She's not with his management company anymore, but they're still very much friends, and they speak all the time. They've been friends for years.
Did you see what happened? Will you be going after Brad's best friend? You better stop,
like,
Gary.
Gary, poof, vamoose. Yes! Poof, vamoose, darling.
Well, moving on, it looks like Teyana Taylor has a new title.
Yes!
Listen up, Petunia. She is now the first black woman to be named the sexiest woman alive by Maxim magazine.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
Now, the newly crowned queen, Teyana, took to Instagram to celebrate her achievement with a very humble response. Portia, give us that sauce, please.
Yes, honey, congratulations. She said, okay, but look, a bitch doing her baby hairs, LOL. I was like, so let me understand this. I'll be the sexiest woman alive in sweats and a scully? I guess, as confused as I was, my heart also melted. Yes.
Yes, girl. Yes. Congratulations.
Love to see it.
She's so cool. I love her.
She's a sweetheart.
And she works hard, and she's put in a lot of work, and she's so underrated. Oh, she's talented.
And the shocking thing is, this is the first time that a woman of color has made the Maxim cover for Sexiest Woman Alive. So who else do you think should be in the running in the future years?
I think the Women of Dish Nation could be on the cover. That'd be kind of hot. That'd be pretty hot. I would love that.
Which one?
Three of us.
All of us.
My body ain't ready. I ain't gonna even lie.
Well, they would need one of those centerfolds that you gotta go to the next page for all three of them, honey, from one page and open it up to the next one.
That's the same way we would have to do for the fat on your back. All right, y'all, you ready to get lit at family picnics, pool parties, and more? Then you need the Tiki Flame wireless speaker by Eternal Life. This speaker plays your favorite songs while the lamp flickers like a real torch.
Ooh, just what I need, Brad, and I love it. It's waterproof, honey, and so lightweight and compact.
And Gary, you can connect it with your smartphone or tablet because it's Bluetooth compatible and features a 5-watt stereo speaker for super sound.
Wow, Brad, these is lit. How much?
Usually this wireless speaker has been seen as high as $50, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $25.
Oh, yes.
Just go to morningsafe.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Well, up next, Kalani spills some tea, baby, on what her baby daddy really thought about her coming out as a lesbian. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, we all know June is Pride Month. Happy Pride, everybody. Well, singer Kehlani earlier this year came out as a lesbian, and she recently shared how her daughter, Adea, her father, Javon Young White, how he felt about the news. Think about that. Somebody you had a baby with, you were with, and all of a sudden comes out a lesbian. How do you feel? And she said, quote, I have a 2-year-old daughter. She's the best. Me and her dad are, like, really, really close friends. I was able to tell him, like, I've come to a newer terms with my sexuality, and he's super, super, super supportive.
That's
so
beautiful.
How would you feel, Frank, if you found out that somebody you had a child with turned out to be a lesbian?
I would like to think it was me. I spoiled him on...
There'll never be another one.
She can never find another like you, Frank.
Sherry, do you think it would be easier for a guy to accept his ex was a lesbian as opposed to what if you found out one of your exes was a gay man?
If I found out one of my exes was gay, I would be like, hey, of course. That's exact. Yes. It all makes sense now.
Right. That explains a lot.
Keeping the Pride Party bus moving along.
Yes.
Check this out, guys. Actress Danielle Savory from the show Station 19, she is going the extra mile to help her best friends, a gay couple named Chris and Jacob, to become parents. She donated her eggs. Take a look.
I donated my eggs to Chris and Jake. And now they are, the surrogate is pregnant and will be having a baby this November. So this family is about to get bigger.
We are so excited.
Well, here's the thing. I went through this and I learned that maybe I'm not such a good friend, although I think I am. My friend Keith, who's a beautiful man, I love him deeply. He was going to donate his sperm to my wife and I, so we were going to have a kid.
Wow.
And he was like going to be uncle and all
but
that.
He wanted to donate the old fashioned way.
But he is also a gay man. And okay. So he says to me, you know, I'll do that. And he goes, and then later down the road when I find my husband, you can donate your egg and we'll, and you know, it'll be all like all in the family. And I went, okay. Oh, no, no. No.
Oh, no. I would do that for you though, Heidi. I would totally do that for you,
would?
Man. Yes, I would.
Oh.
But if Dish were to ever get canceled, I'm taking my baby back. That's just how it works.
There you
That's
go. Baby back, baby back, baby
and
back.
There
he's
you go.
He's coming out of Chili's because he wants his baby back.
My Dish would ever get baby canceled.
Up next, someone actually hates Ricky Martin singing. You won't believe who it is. And here's Headcrack with a message from our sponsors.
Okay, the temperature is rising, so we all are going to be going outside and doing more and wearing less. So I want to give you the tools you need to help lose some weight. Keep it off and feel great. Now, our good friend AD, the CEO of DHerbs.com, was on recently because their full body cleanse will help you lose that waste and lose that weight. Let's take a look at this.
So the DHerbs full body cleanse helped me lose 53 pounds.
Wow.
There you go.
53?
Yes, 53 pounds.
But how long has it been since you've lost 53 pounds?
It's been about 6 months now. Well,
that's the accomplishment.
Yeah, I not only got off the blood pressure medicine, no longer pre-diabetic, but also I had heartburn and all that, and then lost the weight. I mean, that was, to me, life-changing.
The full body cleanse has helped people lose a ton of weight, sleep better, boost their immune system, and have them feeling better about themselves in so many ways. And right now, get a nice discount at checkout with promo code DISH. Go to dherbs.com, promo code DISH. That's dherbs.com, promo code DISH.
Dish Nation.
Ricky Martin is now a proud papa of 4 kids. Wow. Can you believe it?
Wow.
And the whole world,
Cuatro.
The whole world loves Ricky Martin singing. I mean, it's insane.
Yes.
He's an icon. Well, he recently went on the Ellen DeGeneres show and told how his daughter doesn't like his singing. Take a look.
The other day, she loved Cocomelon, so I'm like singing with her in Cocomelon, and she goes, no, daddy, no, stop. And I'm like, let me sing, I wanna sing. No, daddy, no. So she doesn't let me sing, and this is serious business. She doesn't let me sing. She doesn't let me sing.
Does she know you're a singer?
No, daddy, no,
okay.
Daddy.
No.
All right, Dad, shut up.
No, as Ellen said, Lucia, who's the youngest and only girl, has 2 dads and 3 older brothers. So she's the only girl, Sherry. So do you think this is her moment to be like, listen, I got to stand out somehow and show them that I'm the little queen of this house?
I think so. You know, she knows she has the men wrapped around her little bitty finger, and that includes singing. And you know what? And your father's Ricky Martin, so everything you take it for granted. It's not like us who's like, Ricky!
Yeah, I've never really heard daddy stop. I hear daddy start. Please, daddy. Start, daddy.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.